Mr. President, I join my colleagues in congratulating you on assuming the presidency of the 69th World Health Assembly. I also wish to use this opportunity to commend the WHO for a forward-looking theme that links the agenda for sustainable development to the growing need for transforming our health systems. The need for transformation is not only in response to our changing epidemiology, but also to anticipate and react quickly to new demands resulting from changes in funding mechanisms across the globe. For us in Ghana, we see this year's theme as a reiteration of the WHO's commitment in supporting developing countries to strengthen their health systems and to build on the gains of the MDGs. Ghana, like many developing countries, has struggled to make the level of progress needed for the attainment of the 2015 targets. Even though some major achievements have been made, our performance in the implementation of child survival interventions and efforts at reducing maternal mortality have remained very slow. We are clear about our challenges. Weak health systems is exacerbated by continuing challenges in developing and retaining the requisite human resource for health, lack of access to basic proven interventions, and the large burden of endemic diseases coupled with challenges of malnutrition continue to pose significant challenges to the fragile gains we have made so far. It is certain that these challenges will remain a threat to the 2030 agenda unless we adopt other options. We can confront these challenges only through careful designed programs and sound policies that are backed by strong government leadership. We need to work to improve domestic health and social policies. We need to do more to strengthen the regulatory environment and to help mobilize private sector resources to back our health policies. We need bold and innovative policies supported by sustained strategic investments that make a difference between the rich and the poor, between urban and rural communities, between developed and developing countries. The 2030 agenda requires a new and innovative approach in the delivery of primary health care. The government of Ghana believes that we must redirect investments towards the expansion of primary health care systems to enable us to provide basic and vital health services more effectively. Since 2008, we have made such commitments. We have embarked on policies and social protection mechanisms that allow for a drastic transformation of the way primary health care is packaged and delivered. This is based on an expanded community-based health service initiative, which is an expression of our close-to-client policy. Transforming the health system will certainly not be cheap. Many countries in Africa are still struggling to meet targets of public sector expenditure on health. We are still very far from the recommendations of the Commission on the Macroeconomics and Health of $34 per capita on health. These challenges are being complicated by the gradual withdrawal of traditional support to the health sector, making it necessary for our government to create fiscal space and explore new funding mechanisms for health. Ghana, like most developing countries, is striving to mobilize domestic resources through efforts to attract private capital, increase tax efficiency, delivering targeted investments and services through public-private partnerships. The President has personally directed the mainstreaming of SDGs into national planning and the development agenda so as to bring the meaning to the health in all policy approach. It is in this context that we welcome the endorsement by the General Assembly of the 2015 Addis Ababa Action Agenda on Financing for Development, which is an integral part of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Technology holds a lot of promise for making the big strides urgently needed for improving the health of our communities, especially those living in rural areas. We therefore need to develop policies and legal frameworks for its rollout in the health sector in developing countries. Ghana would like to endorse the strategic direction of the WHO in the area of health system strengthening. Ghana also believes that the time has come for extensive review of our health policies to reflect the need to make the significant investments in the adoption of technologies, of new technologies for accelerated improvement in health outcomes. Although massive aid will be required in this direction, Ghana would like to call on developing countries to look more to the domestic sources of funding. Mr. President, Ghana would like to congratulate the WHO on the sustained focus on helping to develop new capabilities for disease control. We will continue to count on the support of our health partners, and in particular the WHO, to assist us further. I thank you for your attention.